This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The unicorn frappuccino, a pink and blue concoction from Starbucks, was all over social media last week. I missed out. But it's the latest in a parade of brightly colored Instagram-friendly foods making the rounds. Kimberly Egan is a partner at CCD Innovation. She researches food trends. Kimberly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Where did this rainbow unicorn trend start?
I would say it started with Adeline Waugh, who is a blogger. She has the Vibrant and Pure blog, and she created a cream cheese toast colored with chlorophyll and beetroot, which are very natural colorings, and she called it unicorn toast, and then all of a sudden it just took off and morphed into this crazy confectionery place.
How do we go from a healthful piece of cream cheese covered toast to a giant pink sugar bomb from Starbucks?
Well, I think part of it is culturally driven. I think that what's happening with this trend, we're calling it a unicorn trend. I actually would ladder it up to an escapism trend. And because, you know, the world is kind of a funny place right now. There's lots of uncertainty going on. And I think especially with the millennials, they are very much a driver to this trend. They want to escape. And this unicorn escapism is a wonderful way to do it.
Is this that different from a food trend like kale or bacon that preceded it, which seemed to sort of stick with us for a long time?
I would say that this is more of a fad than a trend.
Okay.
A fad tends to peak very early and then drop off suddenly, where a trend builds over time. And what I think it represents is this escapism trend. So what else is going on within this world is galaxy donuts and mermaid toast. And
wait, you got to stop there and tell me what those things are. I'm not familiar with galaxy donuts or mermaid toast.
So galaxy donuts are basically donuts that have sort of dark icing on them, and that they represent planets. And they are showing up in sort of these boutique donut shops around the country. And then mermaid toast is essentially a cream cheese toast, but then colored in blues and greens. And it's just another way to articulate this need for escape.
What prediction do you have for the next big food trend? Once we move beyond rainbow colors and bright pinks and galaxy donuts, where are we going?
I really, really do believe this alternative proteins is a next big food trend. So we had plant-based protein. We have the manufactured or engineered proteins with Impossible Foods. But I would say that insect protein and alternative proteins outside of plants is going to be another big food trend coming at us.
So next year we'll be having a sort of insect-infused frappe from Starbucks?
You may have insect sprinkles on the top. No, but I will guarantee you are going to be eating chips made from crickets.
Kimberly Egan is the partner at CCD Innovation. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.